Ms. Tyler, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling regarding an email I received that you're charging my account $62.95, and I'm
Okay.
not okay with that, not one bit. You need to take that off immediately.
Okay, ma'am. May I get the zip code so I can look up that account?
87107.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Very unacceptable. I will contact authorities if you don't take it off right now.
Well, ma'am, I have to access your account first before I can just
Yeah,
go
please
on there and
do
do
because
that.
this is ridiculous. I've tried to call at least three times today.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I can understand why you'd be frustrated then. Well, we can get
Yeah.
that situated for you today, okay?
Okay.
May I get your first and last name?
First name Carolyn, last name Siebert.
Okay. And can you confirm that shipping address for me, Ms. Siebert?
4624 Tart Street.
Okay, Ms. Siebert, I do see where you started the trial first with the $497 for shipping and handlers for the earbuds.
I did not do a trial for anything. It was told that they were free to me.
Well,
So
no,
that
ma'am.
is unacceptable to me. There was nothing that stated that this was a trial period.
Well, yes, ma'am. They are a trial period. It is, and it is
They are
stated on the
not.
terms and conditions if you did
No,
check
it
that
did
order
not.
form. Yes,
Not on
ma'am.
my order form, it did not.
Well, yes,
So
ma'am. It
I'm
has to
not
be on the
okay with
company
this.
order form. It has to be on
You
that
can
exact
have,
product.
no, listen to me. You can have your product back. I do not want this. I do not want you to charge me $62.95. I am not okay with it. I will not pay you that money. I will cancel my card right now and you will not get any money. This is a scam and not okay with me. I will contact legal authorities.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that completely. Now, you will have to return that watch back to us, and I will
There's
issue
no
you.
watch. I never received a
I mean,
watch. What are you talking about?
my apologies. I accidentally said a watch. It is earbuds.
Accidentally. Imagine that. That's what scammers are. People
No,
that don't
ma'am. I
know what
just
they're
work for.
talking
No,
about.
ma'am. We're just a third-party call center, and I do deal with a bunch of calls and a lot of clients every day. So if I
Oh,
mixed up
I'm
my
sure
words,
it
I do
happens
apologize.
a
But
lot.
that doesn't mean. Okay, I can get you that RMA, and you will have to have that product shipped back, and they will need to receive it within 7 days, and then they can issue that refund, okay?
Okay, well, they better not take anything out of my account as of right now. Like, that'll tick me off beyond anything you can possibly imagine. This is ridiculous. You cannot tell somebody that they get something for free and then do something like this. And you are the third party, and that's really a bummer for you. What a terrible job for you. I apologize that you have to do this.
Yes, ma'am. I
I'm sure you
understand.
do this. I'm sure you do this every day, more than once.
Do I don't I answer the phone every day? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have
I
people that
don't
are not
charge
happy
anyone or
with you.
anything like that, though.
Okay, well, tell me how I have what I have to do in order to return these stupid things.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment to get that returning mailing address for you. Okay.
But there was nothing that stated this, not even one place anywhere,
Yes, ma'am. It
nowhere.
is on the website in the terms and conditions. I did just
Okay,
check a
but
minute
it was
ago just to
not,
make sure that I
no.
wasn't.
There was never anything, even in the, like, when it was sent to me, there was nothing in there. All it was the earbuds. And I was told that they were free to me. All I had to pay was $4.97. That's it. Not $62.95 when the trial period was up. Because if that were the case, I would not have done it. I am not a dumbass. This is ridiculous to me. I'm
No, ma'am.
sorry.
I did not call you that. I would
You
never
did
call
not.
you
I did
that.
not say that you did.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
saying, I am not stupid. There is no way that it would have said that in small fine print and I would have missed that. I'm sorry, but this company is not okay. This is not cool.
Yes, ma'am. I understand completely. Right now, I am issuing you that returning mailing address, and like I said, they will need to have that product within the 7 day period, and if they do not, then they will not issue that refund of the $62.95. But now when they do issue that refund of the $62.95, there will be a 10% restocking fee.
No, there will not. As of right now, you should be writing down no way. That's not going to happen.
That
They're going
refund
to give
isn't
me
through
my
me, ma'am. That comes through the
$62.95.
warehouse.
No, they are going to give me my $62.95 back because I'm also going to have to pay to ship them.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
$4.97, for sure. So, no, that's not going to happen. And give me the number of who I can speak to so that's not going to happen.
No, the number is going to be us.
Okay, and I'm going to call you back at that point when you take that 10% because this is not okay. This is illegal, and you cannot do this.
Well, no, ma'am, you did agree to the terms and conditions, so it did not.
I did not agree to any terms. Zero. Zilch. I agreed to nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to speak to your supervisor because this is ridiculous. I am not going to pay for anything.
I understand, but like I am more than qualified to handle this situation, ma'am, and I am doing it.
Okay,
I am trying to handle it the best way possible.
You make sure that I get my $62.95 back and no 10% taken off because that's not okay. You know that. You know very well that
ma'am,
what
there's
you've done is not okay.
What I know is different from what I can do for you, ma'am. There's only a certain amount of things I can do, and that is the policy. There is a 10% restocking fee.
That's
so the refund
insane.
Will be $56.66 upon receiving the item.
Imagine that. Isn't that funny, though? Isn't this funny to me that you actually know that amount just like that? Because you know this happens more.
No, I have a calculator right here,
uh-huh,
ma'am.
Yeah.
And I'm an accounting major, so I can do that math in my head if you want
know,
to be honest.
You know full well what is happening right now. Like, this is not something that should be happening.
Yes, ma'am, I can understand your frustration, but no, like I said,
what
I did win.
Know, people, come on. People are dying. This is insane.
Ma'am, I understand completely. Trust me, I do.
Jesus.
But like I said,
Christ.
It is stated in the terms and conditions. I did just go read it myself.
Hey, but listen to me. I never received those terms and conditions until
Well, ma'am, they're not
going to
send, they don't send you the terms and conditions. It
oh,
is on the website.
That. Oh, well, that's a great company for you, isn't it?
Well, ma'am, it is on the website.
I never was on the website. That's not how it happened. I was never on the website. It was a free thing that came from another organization. It was not something that I went to their website and said, "Oh, I want these."
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Now, if I'm not going to say what you should have done, but you know, you can always check our website for the product that you are about to order, and you would happily see that it is in there.
You honestly and truly, how many people do you think do that? Really? Like, why would I go do that when I was told I was giving something for free?
I mean, no offense, if I was told I was being given something for free, I would.
Whatever. This is ridiculous. I want my money back, and this is insane. You can get your stupid earbuds back. I don't even want them, but I don't want to get $56.66. I want my $62.95.
Yes, ma'am, but I understand you want your $62.95. There's only so much I can do, ma'am.
Well, who can do it for me then?
Nobody, ma'am. That is the policy of that product and that company is the minus a 10% recycling fee.
Wow,
the best I can
ridiculous.
Do, I can give you a 50% refund on it and you can keep the AirPods.
I don't want 50%. It's ridiculous. They're not even good. Like, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous.
That's the only two things I can do for you, ma'am. I at least want to give you that option.
Oh, my gosh. It's so ridiculous. By the time I send it back and the restocking fee, it's probably going to be worth that half price. That's
well, no, ma'am.
Ridiculous.
The $56.66 is with the restocking fee.
Yeah. So you're telling me that you'll charge me what?
It'll be half off. So that would be $31.43.
Yeah. So by the time that I actually send them back, it's probably going to cost me, probably $8 to $10 to get them there in 7 days. Because you know it's not going to make it in 7 days if I send it tomorrow. Just because of USPS, and that's the way that they're working these days. So by the time I send it, by that time, it's not even going to be worth it.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand that. So that's why I said I can't do the 50%, and you don't have to worry about sending it back at all.
Oh my God, it's so freaking crazy. Like, this is ridiculous. And you know it, and you're laughing and stuff because you know it's crazy.
No, ma'am, I'm not laughing.
And you were.
No, I wasn't laughing. I was more so laughing because you called me the profanity name.
I did what?
I was more so laughing.
Profanity name?
Oh, you called me a dumbass. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't call you a dumbass. I said, don't be thinking that I'm a dumbass. I did not call you one. I would
well,
not
me.
That to anyone ever.
Well,
yes,
ma'am, but that's why that was more so why I laughed, because you thought that's what I called you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended you by that. I was not trying to whatsoever, but I would never call you that, just like
I
you would never call me that.
You ever called me that, and I never called you that. I would never do that. I work with kids with special needs. Are you kidding me?
No,
I
ma'am, I wasn't trying
to.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I would never call you that. So that's why I was laughing, because when you said.
I did not think
you said,
you called me that at all. I was saying that I hope that people don't think that I'm being stupid. I mean, come
well,
on.
No, ma'am, you're
I'm a very
okay.
bright woman. This is
I,
not.
Yes, ma'am, I'm a very bright young man.
This is stupid.
Yes, ma'am, so would you?
I can't believe you work for a company like this that you do this. This is what a sad thing that you have to deal with people like me. This is crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
This
so would you like
scam.
To...
It's a scamming company. It's a scamming company. It's terrible. Well, at this point, I don't want to take the time to try to figure out how to get it to there. I have to go get a vaccine tomorrow. There's no way that I'm going to be able to get to a mailbox, to get to a post office, to do anything tomorrow. And it's never going to make it in 7 days. Never going to make it.
Yes, ma'am. So would you like me to issue that 50% refund?
Yeah, so I want to make sure that you're not going to take $62.95 out of my account. You're taking $31.43.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then it's over. You're never charging me again.
Yes, ma'am. That refund will be $31.48. Yes, ma'am. That is 50% of $62.95.
And it's going to be closed. The account is closed. You're never charging me again.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. I'm going to completely close it out for you, and you will never have to worry about being charged or anything like that again.
Okay. All right, well, then let's just do that. I think that is the easier way, because at this point, it's never going to happen. I'm never going to be able to make it.
Okay, so that refund, give me one moment. That refund has been processed, so you should expect to receive that within 3 to 5 business days. And then give me one moment to cancel that account out for you and get that cancellation number, okay?
Bye. Really just a terrible company. I just don't know how they can do stuff like that. It's just horrible.
I'm still here, Ms. Siebert. I'm just adding one last note, and then I have that cancellation number for you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Ms. Siebert, I am almost done, and I will have that cancellation number for you in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have that number for you if you have a pen and paper available.
I do.
Okay, that number is going to be C as in cancel, 367, E as in echo, C as in cancel, the number 6, A as in alpha, the number 6, D as in dog, and the number 6.
So C367EC6A6D6.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, and so if anything charges to my account in the next month, I will tell them that this is my number, correct?
Yes, ma'am, but there will not be anything that charges to your account. That $62.95, it wasn't a recurring thing. It was just that one time. And then now I just refunded you that $31.48, and then your account has been canceled. So you should not receive any billing or anything from us.
Okay. I sure hope not, because if not, you'll get me another call, and it'll be really fun, let me tell you.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize if I, you know, for my part, if offended you in any type of way, shape, or form. I wasn't trying to offend you in any way, shape, or form. I just have to do what I have to do.
I don't feel that you're offending me in any way. I just feel really sorry for you that this is your job. I mean, to listen to people upset because they didn't understand what was happening.
Yes, ma'am.
That's really sad that the company did not explain things. They did it really, really scammy, and that's not cool to me. I just can't imagine.
Right, I can understand that, yeah.
Especially right now, like, come on, man. People, like, need their money. Like, I don't need to be spending $31.48 for earbuds. Like, come on. Like, really?
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, you have a great night. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.